We are gifted with this time of Lent each year to help us readjust our lives if we need to reflect more deeply on how we are relating to God, and to achieve a greater sense of peace in knowing that we are doing what we are supposed to do. The scripture readings lead us back to the beginning. How is it that we are who we are? Why is it that we have troubles doing things, that we have trouble keeping on the right track at times, and find ourselves tempted to do one thing or another? And so we read from the very beginning that Adam and Eve were in a wonderful place. They had everything they needed. Everything was cared for. It was a wonderful place to be. Climate, they didn't have to worry about cold and snow and then warmer times in the summer. Everything was wonderful. And then the serpent came along and said, what is this that you can eat of everything but of the one tree in the middle of the garden? What is this that God says that you can't do that? When you do, you will be like God. Ooh, says Eve to Adam. That sounds pretty good. And she looks at the fruit of the tree. By the way, we don't know what kind of fruit it was. We didn't hear the word apple mentioned once in the reading. And we usually assume it was an apple tree, but not at all. And so Eve eats of the fruit, gives it to Adam, and it says their eyes were open, and they noticed that they were naked. Now, that's not an image to say that our bodies are bad and evil, but it was the awareness that they had broken that relationship with God. They had broken that promise that they had made to be His people and to follow what God wanted. Consequences were that they recognized that things were not right anymore. They tried to hide from God, and then they had to leave that Garden of Eden where things were beautiful and perfect. They had to work by the sweat of their brow to earn their living, to provide housing, to provide food. They were to endure illness and suffering, a breakdown of that totality of goodness that was there. And finally, they would have to face the prospect of death. Consequences for what was done wrong. We find that we recognize in ourselves that we think we choose good things. And if they're not the ones that God wants us to choose, what we think is good turns out to be bad. You see, we can never choose, human beings can never choose evil and bad. We always turn it around to make sure that it's something good. Then we can go for it. It's only later on that we can evaluate say that we were wrong. We experience all that and know that in our own lives. And our Lord wants us during this time of Lent to do such things as prayer, fasting, almsgiving, in order to bring ourselves back to keep focused on what is the real thing in life, in our relationship with God. Our Lord Himself underwent temptations, and if you notice, the temptations were always for something that would seem to be good and desirable. You know, He was fasting for 40 days and nights, and the devil said, well, turn these stones into bread if you are the Son of God. And Jesus says, well, it's not by bread alone that we live, but by every word from the mouth of God. And then the devil tempted him to the idea of, in a sense, throwing himself totally into God's hands whether it was the right thing or not. So he took him up to the high spot on the temple and said, jump off, because it says the angels will come and save you from being hurt. It would be like if we would put our hands into a flame and expect God to keep us from hurting our hands or from feeling the heat. When we go beyond what the limits are. And then finally, the devil shows Jesus all the lands from end to end. And all this can be yours. Power, control, money, all this is yours. All you have to do is worship me. And Jesus says, the Lord your God only shall you worship. Leave Satan. So our Lord underwent temptations as well. It's for us also to keep in mind that he was tempted for things that we keep being tempted about. Whether it's food, whether it is going beyond what we should, asking God to take care of us, or whether power, control, money, all of those things. So Lent is a good time. I think the personal sins we kind of catch on to. We know that in our own lives and realize that we need to do what we can to make sure that we stay together with God in our lives. There are such things kind of as social sins, big things, big issues that touch the world that maybe we aren't immediately directly involved in, and yet they are moral evils in the world that we pray that we do whatever we can and pray that the world kind of gets itself together to live according to God's laws. I just came back from Kenya, and wonderful land, expansive lands with lots of animals yet in reservations, large areas, reservations. But last year, I think I read that 35,000 elephants were killed over there by poachers, by people coming in, simply killing them in order to saw off the ivory tusk of those large, beautiful animals and sell them to people who would give them money for those tusks of ivory. That to me is one of those big social evils going on, much less the individuals involved in the way. But the way we take care of the gifts of God, of nature to us, you know, when we, you know, what will be there for these little kids? Will there be elephants there in just a couple generations? Or will seeking of money or whatever for others today, that we destroy all these gifts of God in our world? So the time of Lent is a good time to reflect on ourselves, to keep aware and sensitive to the world in which we live, and work at things that aren't right. Through it all, remember that, as Paul reminds us, through one person, sin entered into the world. But through the work and the life and the gift of another person, all was made well. The relationship that was broken by Adam and Eve was reestablished by Christ Jesus. In the Bible, good always overcomes evil. We always want to remember that and give thanks to God.